8D. Listening. Exercise 2, page 94.
Welcome back to the show. I'm joined on the line now by Henry Glass, a music teacher at Friedman Secondary School. Henry is here to talk to us about a controversial announcement made by the City Council that from next year on, music will no longer be taught in secondary schools in Newport. Henry, that's astonishing news. Why do the council claim it is necessary?
Well, according to the council, cuts need to be made in education. And the subject they say requires the most funding is music. Without the need to pay for musical instruments or audio equipment, for example, they believe a considerable amount of money will be saved.
And have any other subjects been affected by these cuts?
Not at all. In fact, even after-school sports clubs won't be touched.
I see. And what has been the reaction of music teachers in the city to this news?
Well, most of us, me included, have grown up in Newport and have homes and families here, so it'll be extremely frustrating if we have to look for work elsewhere. But we're not going to go down without a fight. A meeting took place last night of all the music teachers in the city, and we're planning on holding talks with the City Council in the coming days.
I don't mean to be insensitive here, Henry, but let's look at things from the Council's perspective. Do we really need music classes in our secondary schools? Many people will say, for instance, that music should be considered a hobby rather than an academic subject.
In my mind, there's a long list of reasons why music should be taught in schools. For one, by stopping music lessons, we are completely ignoring the fact that all students have strengths and weaknesses. For some students, music is their one chance to shine in a school day that's filled with more academic subjects. Getting rid of music lessons would destroy the self-esteem of this type of student. For too long, intelligence has been associated with students' abilities in subjects like maths and languages. This has to stop. It's nothing more than educational discrimination.
Yes, I think it's fair to say that intelligence comes in many forms from many different areas of the brain.
You're exactly right. And interestingly, recent research has shown that music uses both sides of the brain. That means that music can be valuable in all areas of academic development. For instance, a recent study from the University of California found that a group of students who took music lessons scored 27% higher in maths tests compared with students who got no musical instruction. Also, studying music has been linked with increased linguistic skills.
That's all very interesting. But what about the practical benefits of music education? For instance, can we really say that studying music will help students in their future careers?
Certainly. Of course, very few music students become famous musicians, but many go on to have well-paid careers in a variety of fields, including studio production and sound editing for TV, film, and even computer games. At the end of the day, entertainment is a massive industry that'll only keep on growing. One expert even claims that over the next 10 years, there'll be twice as many jobs in music than in engineering.
Well, Henry, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. You've raised some good points, and it'll be interesting to hear what our listeners have to say about the City Council's plans. We'll be back after this short break, so don't go away.